Welcome to our show, Geek the Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, podcast right, we have Joe.
Hey, it's good to be here.
You weren't ready for that, were you?
No, I never go first.
Well, you did this time, so never say never. Ha ha. And then we have Miguel.
Michael. You just call me Mike.
Hello, Miguel.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'm new-ish.
Yeah. You're a returning, you know, host from 4 years past.
Past.
I put R's in.
It's archaic. It's archaic.
I know.
And then we have Jordan.
That is me. None other. I hope. None other. It'd be
weird. I'm sure there's at least one other Jordan somewhere.
There's many.
I refuse to acknowledge other Jordans. People talk about this Michael Jordan. I'm like, doesn't exist.
Jordan, you have a name like mine. The Jordans and the Joes should be the common Jordan, like the common Joe.
Are there? Well, you have fewer female Joes. There are Jordans more of an androgynous name.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
That's true.
I'm like, no, it's masculine, but unfortunately, no.
I find that Michael is actually becoming slightly androgynous as well.
Really? I've never met a female Michael.
They're usually Michelle, but they don't want to pronounce it that way for some reason.
Well, it's spelled differently usually.
Well, that's it.
I've seen M-I-C-H-E-L, and they pronounce it Michael just because.
They'd be like, Mike, like the Mike, M-I-C, and then Hell. It's Michael.
It's Mikel. Isn't that the
never
real?
Never had anybody spell it that
analog.
Way. Actually.
Yeah.
That is a first.
It's very Russian. Mikel.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I like about my name.
Yeah,
exactly.
There are no female Bills.
Yep.
Bill.
I'm just a Bill.
Just a Bill.
I can't think of the song, dang it.
I know. I'm just a Bill.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm only a Bill.
On Capitol Hill.
Yep. Yeah. No, Capitol is scary right now, but that's different news.
Yeah.
We'll get into our news. So, Google revealed their new stuff.
The Pixel!
Yes,
yeah.
The Pixel phone.
Yes,
because
the
they
Pixel
have Pixel other devices.
They have the tablet and the Chromebook, but
yeah,
it's the Pixel phone and the XL phone.
Yeah, they're trying to sway me over, Bill. I already saw articles where they're like, hey, are you reading this on an iPhone? Here's 7 reasons why you should get a Pixel.
Yeah, it looks like they're taking iPhone into the back alley and they're just having their way with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's wrong.
I missed that news on my flip phone.
You didn't get your alert, the text message?
No, he was getting the alert that Nokia is getting ready to release a new brick phone.
That's what I heard.
Nice.
I
want to
see
heart.
If somebody actually builds a wall out of them this time.
Why not? You have to wait 2 years, though, so everyone's contracts will end on those. Then they upgrade to the new Nokia
brick phone.
Then you can build a brick wall out of the old.
It'll be the 2161.
Yes.
Jordan, you should tell people you're on probation, because I learned that today.
You can tell people.
Those phones will never go away, because people on probation can't have the fancy fun phones, but they have to have a phone. So there you go.
Well, wouldn't it be restricted to certain people on probation to which that rule applies?
But still, there's your phone security.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem is all those old phones, like, unless they're digital, they don't work anymore. Like,
yeah,
the old Nokias are all analog.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh. Yeah, so that's what I think about. My early ones, yeah, they totally are worthless.
Like, even the dumbest phone is still considered a smartphone by 1990s technology.
That's true. Your old early 2000s that you can play your Snake on, none of those will work anymore.
You can still play Snake on them.
Yeah, that's true.
A Game Boy is technically more advanced.
There's 800 different versions of Snake now.
I know.
And some of them are still 8-bit.
It's like Candy Crush.
Yeah.
So... their keynote that they did. So they talked about the phone.
Oh.
They talked about the VR. They talked about their in-home competition.
I think their VR is going to do the same thing that they're going to do the iPhone to Oculus and PlayStation. And their VR it's in the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the handset, the remote for it, is supposed to be just as precise as all the other VR remotes.
But I feel that this will actually make VR
accessible.
Well, it'll take it out of its fad stage because why, you know, the internet was even joked around. The internet, as great as it is, was joked around back in 95 as it's a fad. Why did it not go? It could have gone into fad stage. It didn't because
computer prices came down.
Well, computer prices, well, lots of people even had computers. You know, Windows 3.x, lots of people had it and not the internet. So general people still had a computer. And also, technically, the internet was beta tested for 20 years prior with universities, governments, and large businesses like Hewlett Packard or something
So they could.
Which means people went, hey, I can take this home now.
Well, I think also a primary component in the proliferation of VR among typical consumers is how it is utilized. Like, we've seen it in too many movies where people put on their headset and suddenly they're interacting with their boss across the country. Yeah. And so the point where it's sufficiently developed where that's an easy and acceptable thing for most people, then it'll just be all over. Mm. And all those other applications, which are still in relatively prototypical form, when they develop enough, people will in sweeping droves say, yeah, I definitely can use that. And then it'll be all over it. I don't see it ever really being just a fad. It's just a question of its development.
Well, I think right now it is a fad.
Mm-hmm.
It can step out of the fad and into the this is life, like the internet has become.
So the other part of it is right now VR is so expensive that it's relegated to like the ultra rich and then arcades. There's actually my brother has an arcade in Long Beach that he set up.
Oh yeah, they have one
but
in
he's
Utah
like,
too.
Yeah, he's like, this thing is gonna bankrupt me. There's no way I can compete with it. It's gonna be like the PlayStation or Nintendo for the arcade. I mean, it's just that you can't touch it.
Yeah.
Because like his biggest seller is Tilt Brush, which Google has already put into Daydream, which is part of their VR headset. I mean, it's part of the new Pixel phone. So it and the VR system comes with the headphone with the phone if you buy it right now.
If you pre-order it,
yeah. So, you know, basically everybody that buys a phone right now gets the VR for free.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and that'll probably help really step it. Some of the other stuff that's also gonna step VR is PlayStation or Sony's really, really pushing theirs, and especially when they're talking about including games like the Batman VR game. It's
and
a 1 hour
Tomb Raider.
Yeah. So you have these games where you are, you know, the Batman game like is a, you know, like a 1 hour power through game or a 9 hour once you get into
it's
it.
A rail
and replayability
shooter.
Like all the previous Batman Arkham and so forth games. So they're really like, hey, take this. Like
we're going
now
back to retro.
It. Well, it's like Arkham, you know.
Or you can't save the game; you just have to power it through. Or
that's right.
Oh no! Well, no, I mean like, was it BioShock, the latest one?
Uh huh.
You could power through that game in like a half hour, but you totally missed all the story. And if you spend like 3 hours on the game, you walked through all these doors, unlocked all this other stuff, and you got the story. So there's two totally different ways to play the games.
Well, I think that from what I read about Batman VR, it's just a really, really short game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rail. It's not a shooter. It's just rail. And so they transport you linearly without, like, I don't think
BioShock
you have.
BioShock technically was rail, too.
Well,
you could wander,
yeah. But with this one, you're fixed on a...
But
it's
you're
like
on
Killer
path.
7.
So wait,
yeah.
Here's my question about VR, though. It doesn't really have anything to do with the games. What's going to happen with social media? Because there's already social media games for VR where you can go and hang out in a room somewhere
you
with a bunch
Second
of people.
Second Life? Oh, wait, that was 5 years ago.
Well, except you're actually put on the headphone or the headset and you are actually talking to somebody like you're talking to them across the table.
Yeah.
And my brother's brought up that, you know, soon it's going to be you're going to go over to your friend's house. Like, you're not going to go. You're going to put on your VR headset, hang out in your friend's living room and watch a football game with him.
Yeah.
Or watch TV or watch a movie or something.
That's the same thing happened when the internet got good enough. You would pack up your computer or your old school console that had multiplayer, take it to your friend's house. Everyone brings their TVs also, or everyone plugs in certain ways, and then you have a giant
your
console
Halo
game.
Parties.
But
yeah.
I think that had more to do with the hardware than the software.
No, the Xbox. The first Xbox had Ethernet, which means if you had Xbox Gold back then, you didn't have to go to your friend's house to play multiplayer.
But I mean, you're not going to lug this giant CCTV to
people
to,
did,
or CRTV to
people
to your
did?
Friend's house.
No, I, actually, people did that. People don't lug their brand new 60-inch plasmas to their friend's
house.
Yeah,
that's true.
I know.
That's because their friend has a 60-inch plasma because mm-hmm. they're so cheap.
Yeah,
it is interesting to see that the medium of interaction is quickly changing, and the actual face-to-face human interaction is dissipating. And it seems like it's going to assume an entirely digital front. And so,
Bill.
I'm just wondering if you're not going to go to your friend's house anymore. I mean, eventually it's going to be like The Matrix, where you're just sitting in a bubble and you get food fed to you. And
you have your
feeding you just
tube.
Hang out in a virtual reality. And that's going to be the existence of humanity.
Yeah,
we
true.
Will talk about that in after the halfway mark, because I have something that we'll get into the more of the VR stuff.
I'd embrace that, by the way.
Okay.
I'm sure you would.
So the other stuff, though. So the Pixel phone. We'll go back to that.
Okay.
It has the best camera out of any phone ever. Even though the iPhone 7 has an amazing camera in it with the two cameras and all this other stuff. They made software and altered the hardware so it's a mix between digital and analog zoom. So remember,
yeah,
digital
it's a mechanical zoom now.
Oh yeah.
Zoom. Well, digital zoom is bad because you might as well just take a picture and it blow it up. That's exactly what you do with digital zoom.
And crop
what,
it.
Yeah. And what this does is so it has the analog zoom where you know the focus you know or the lens shifts forward and backwards. Plus it has software to recognize the digital zoom and make that that spot crisper.
Well, the one thing that's weird is like on the 5X and the 6P, the back where the camera was fatter because it had the mechanical zoom on it. This one, it's flat. So they've either thickened the whole phone to make it flat, or they found some other way to mechanically zoom this thing.
Well, like I said, I think they could make it smaller because technology gets smaller. But I also, by having the software to make the pictures, to make digital zooming better than it ever has been, I think it's the other thing that's helped it.
Well, part of that's the resolution, but it's still, I think, 12 megapixel. I think it was like 12.4.
Something like that.
Which is really good for the size of the camera. Yeah. But it's, you know, there's only so much you can do with digital.
Mm-hmm.
To enhance if there's no pixel there.
Well, that's why, like I said, this is newer software. This isn't just the, crop the picture, you know, blow up your picture and crop it. This is the, you're focusing on this area? Well, let me look really good at that area. let me squint. Okay, now I've made this picture better.
Yeah.
Your camera's going to squint.
It's the reason that DSLRs will never, like, completely go away.
Yeah.
Like, they may get smaller and they may use, like, they're using quarter-size CMOS now and things like that instead of a full CMOS. And I still have a 14.7 DSLR because it takes so much better pictures. I could put a long-range lens on there, and instead of zooming into the picture and wasting all the pixels around the edge, I now have a better picture that I can blow up or do whatever I want with.
Mm-hmm.
Versus if I do that with my phone, I either have to walk up to whatever I'm trying to take a picture of 5 miles away, or, you know, I have to crop it out and blow it up.
True. What's the other fun stuff they had? It comes in two hardware or storage sizes, 32 and 128.
Yeah.
Okay.
They totally skipped 64, and luckily they got rid of the 15.
I think that's because on 16. The 6P, the 50 or the 64 didn't sell for anything. Like, you either bought the really big one or you bought the little one.
Yeah,
you
that's true.
The middle.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a waste of time and money.
I don't think a phone should come with less than 64 nowadays, period.
Yeah, well, my wife has the 16 on the 5X. And
I do too.
She doesn't,
I hate it. I hate it with a passion.
The thing is, she doesn't use, like, if she has a keyboard on her phone, it's like, I don't care. She still finger types everything, even though she has swipe. She doesn't use the fingerprint sensor that's on the phone.
See, I downloaded like 5 apps and some music, and then my phone was full. And it was like, would you like to? I'm like, okay, get rid of your pictures. All right, you got rid of 2 pictures. Your phone's still full. When they did the update,
but that's the
Nougat,
other thing.
I had to uninstall like 5 apps to get Nougat to download.
But that's the other thing is they're getting rid of the, like all of it's going to a cloud backup. So your pictures are no longer stored on your phone.
I never cared. But anyways, they were barely taking up room in my first place. But it's the apps that are, you know, I download five apps and sudden and three or like a playlist from Google Music or Google Play. Now my phone's full.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you know, for like $50 more, you could have gotten the 32 gig.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I was in a rush because I ran my phone over with my bicycle. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys don't fear having your stuff in the cloud.
No. I don't take stuff. I don't take pictures or things that I don't
want.
Your
financial information.
No, I don't.
Here's all your passwords.
I have taken pictures of my cards just so I don't have to pull out my wallet. If I'm like doing something online, I just go to my phone and grab the card number. But if somebody gets my card, it's not my responsibility. It's on Visa. So I don't care.
No.
Do a selfie of you jacking a bank?
No. My phone backs up its pictures to Google, to Amazon, because I have Amazon Prime, and you get free. See, I already had unlimited free. Because if you get the Pixel phone, you have unlimited 4K pictures and video through Google.
Uh-huh.
I already have that through Amazon because I have Amazon Prime. They back up to Facebook. They app back up to Microsoft Cloud. Honestly, I will slut my pictures out there because if one of them crashes out, I still have my pictures because they're all probably the most important thing in everybody's life.
The Google server already backs it up in like three different locations anyway. But if Google server ever goes down, like the entire server, no, it hasn't. The entire server has never gone down.
Yes.
Maybe one location has.
No. The entire, all of Google went down for half an hour once.
Back when it first started?
Nope. Like 3 years ago.
No.
They were on Reddit.
They're in different countries.
They were, no, the connection went down.
Well, the,
okay, you couldn't
the
Google
server
anything?
Still existed, no. And you, the,
okay.
The information was
your
still
stuff
there.
Was still there. Okay, your stuff was still there, but you couldn't use it at all.
That's because one connection that connects all those locations went down. Not because every single location went down.
Okay, yeah, and lose it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't gone. Okay, I'll go with that.
So the other thing I really like is the assistant. They've kind of upgraded it.
Yeah, it's like the others, finally.
I know. It's like, what's her name?
It's like Siri.
Yeah.
And it's like Cortana, because it's built in now.
I hate
finally.
Cortana. I hate Cortana with a passion. I have tried to get rid of her on my phone, on my computer. And like I hid the little thing. I know it doesn't get rid of it, but it still pops up. For no reason at all. I'm sure it's because I'm watching TV and something somebody said on TV sounds sort of similar to Hey Cortana. But I don't understand it. I never use it. I hate it so much.
Mike, okay. She can hear you right now.
I hope she can. Yeah. I hope she commits suicide. Yeah. So I never have to deal with her
Mike,
again.
You'll remember this moment when she gains sentience.
I know.
Destroys you.
She's like, hello, Michael.
Nah, Cortana will be like 50 generations back by the time that happens.
Yeah.
Because that's in like 2 weeks, you know?
It's true. But they're like, what is that? Fruit flies.
Yeah.
Through their iterations, their natural selection.
So that was the other thing I loved about the keynote, is they're like, you can activate your assistant by long pushing the button or by saying the keyword. So let's push the button.
They
never said
the keyword.
You know what the keyword is for it?
Hey, Google.
Okay, Google.
Okay, Google. Yeah.
I was like, there's my phone. I was betting he didn't because a lot of people have it where you can activate your phone when it's turned off, which means it'll recognize voices sometimes, or my voice may sound similar to somebody else's voice.
Yeah. Or he doesn't want people stealing his phone and using that feature by the recording.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many. I watched the Xbox One keynote when they released it on my 360, which means every time they said okay or Xbox, my console
Xbox
went up. Like, no, don't ignore what you're hearing on the TV.
Yeah.
But so yeah, the assistant, it's very, they're like, it's advanced AI. It will learn you. It sees what's on the screen. So if you Google something and then you have questions about that item or the location, you go, tell me more about that place. And it goes, well, you were looking at this, so you must mean what you were looking at. Or your text message from someone.
Well, and it'll carry on a conversation if it needs more information, too.
Huh.
So, like, if you go, hey, Google, or okay, Google, you know, what's the capital of Washington, it'll ask you Washington, D.C. or Washington State or Washington, Oregon or you know, whatever. Whatever the different options are.
Wait a second.
But
there is
no, shut up.
Yeah.
Jordan.
You brought it on yourself. Really.
I know. But, you know, it'll ask you what the options are, you know. So, I guess yeah. if you said Georgia, it'll ask you the state Georgia, the country Georgia.
The person Georgia.
Yeah.
Because they're on my mind.
The song Georgia. Yeah, exactly.
Bill, I want the phone that just makes you beautiful. It auto photoshops you. Hey. You're like, give me a 6-pack Cortana at the beach. And you're like, yeah.
It's the super mirror.
Yeah.
So, no, Cortana.
That's
I
Adobe's
look?
Phone. That'll come out in a couple of years.
It's the Windows phone.
Everyone will love it.
Yes.
I can't imagine Adobe ever making a phone.
Oh, my goodness.
The software would be like 5 gigabytes for the text messaging app.
And you actually have to pay your monthly service if you want to keep your phone.
Yeah.
You know, or your annual service. You know, the, when you don't pay your annual fee, they come take your phone away from you. Like, sorry, you didn't pay this year.
You know, I might be okay with that if it was like a $5 monthly fee.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. I'm just renting the phone. Then I can upgrade anytime I want. Mm-hmm. Screw it. That would work for me. Be a heck of a lot better than $30 or $40 a month. I know this one's not, but
that's yeah. what Apple has on their system. If you buy your Apple phone through Apple, every year you can just you're renting the phone, and yes, you'll eventually pay it off type thing. So it's, I guess leasing the phone or rent
yeah.
to own.
Yeah,
but every year, oh, upgrade
but
my phone.
How much are you paying for it?
I don't know. It's not $5. Come on, these are like multi, you know, these are many $100 devices.
I know, how much does the Google phone cost, Bill?
Oh yes, that was the other thing.
$649 for the small one, the 32 gig,
and it's an extra
150 for the 128 gig.
Yeah,
and then if you want the XL, it's another $100.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want the blue one, it's only available in the 32 gig, and it's so many options.
But no, that's if you crap. Wanted it. Now, if you want the blue one, you're on a wait list because all they have available now is black. And
wait,
32.
It's not black. It's really black.
It's really, yeah, I forgot. These colors.
Black.
These are colors. I forgot. They gave
are very, those. Very black.
It's, was it very black or?
I think it was like ultra silver, very, or no, it was very blue and like really black.
That's what their official titles are?
Yes. That's the name of their colors. It's very silver, like really silver. Ultra blue and then very black.
They clearly
like
skimmed the budget on the marketing committee. They're like, we made the most amazing phone. They're like, what should we call it? They're like, Jim,
it's
the super awesome phone.
Name.
Yeah.
What color is this? It's super
although,
blue.
I have to admit, the blue looks kind of cool. I like the blue color.
Though, also, its look. Let's back on its look. I think the silver, I don't know about you, but
it looks like an iPhone.
It totally screams iPhone.
Yeah, it does.
Like I thought the fingerprint sensor in the back for a second was the Apple, because Bill has it up on the screen on his computer. I thought it was an Apple phone he was looking at because it looks like the Apple on the back.
But that's price wise, that's not bad though. Because I mean, you buy any of the other phones straight up,
you're
paying about $800 or $800.
Yeah, those are the three colors. You have the blue, the silver, and the black, and then. What go to the color the there you go
the naming
oh yeah it's on Verizon. I love that.
No, not only is it on Verizon, it's being sold by Verizon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Verizon either
quite black.
Very silver.
Very silver, quite
really
black
blue.
And really blue. Yeah,
it's
those
really
are the official
blue.
Color names we looked at.
I want that. Literal descriptions for all colors for everything.
I know
it's red but not totally red, just a little.
You watch. Got my Google's new, gonna come out with a phone now that's not totally red. Is the
not
color
not totally red?
It's like pinkish.
That is. That's how people describe their cars and stuff too. They're like, "What's your car like? It's blue, but not like super sky blue. Not quite like a blueberry
it's just
blue.
Little mellow blue.
Yeah,
like
it's mellow
put
blue.
Put you at peace blue."
That's pretty awesome, Bill.
Although there is like Pepto Bismol pink. So
yeah,
like
right.
Those are
it's
descriptions
their top
of
seller.
Too. Yeah.
Well, and you always can get cases for them and everything. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the colors are funny. It's just the names. I love that.
I know. Yeah.
Because I have a black phone, but I don't know how it compares to a... I don't know if it's quite black anymore.
No. It's definitely not quite black. It may be rather black.
Yeah, it's rather black.
Or super black.
It's definitely.
Or as black as black can be. But
not to
it's
be confused
really,
with any other
black.
Color other than black.
Well, yeah. Since there's a question, it's obviously not distinctly black.
I thought it's just clearly black. That's what I would say.
Well, the new phone isn't clearly black either. It's quite black.
Yeah.
Which means it's almost there.
Be like, is it gray? No!
You know who loves that phone?
Me.
Batman.
Yeah.
He only deals with black and very, very dark shades of gray.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but yeah, so that's the thing with Verizon. Verizon is selling the phone, which means that either Verizon broke down and said, we are losing too much and we will sell your phone without our bloatware on it, or Google broke down and said,
okay, Verizon.
You can sell it. But
fill it up.
Yeah. But I don't see Google really doing the breakdown because
they don't care.
They were selling Disney.
Selling their phone anyways. But so technically so was Verizon.
Verizon is being Sony right now.
Oh.
Exactly.
I just hope that Google Fi picks up Verizon's signal. That would be amazing.
I think that'd be the death of Verizon.
I think it would be. Absolutely. Either that or Verizon would have to start charging so much to Google that they would have to drop it again.
Yeah.
Like they'd have to go back to just Sprint and T-Mobile. But yeah, that would definitely be the death of Verizon because nobody would pay Verizon's price for Verizon's service if they can get it through Google Fi. Except for like my grandma who doesn't know about Google Fi.
Yeah. All right. So we probably should move on. We've already spent way more time on this.
On Google.
We did, I guess, a lot on Apple, so it's only fair.
Yeah.
So, but it's pretty.
Yeah, they came out with a couple other things. There was the home. There was their network device. They have a multi-network device.
It's a very Internet of Things.
Yeah.
But it also reminds me, if you were to put Amazon's, Cortana.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it, though.
What is Amazon's little microphone?
Echo.
Yeah. That one. Well, if you put like an Echo in every room in your house.
Yeah.
That's
well,
what it's
actually
like.
No, it's if
Plus,
you did
if
you finish the
no,
watching it?
I only watched like the first
So
one.
The Google Home one is actually really cool because if you have multiple, they'll network together.
Yeah.
And if you ask a question, just like shout it out, okay, Google, what's turn on the lights. You know, if you have your lights connected, the one that is closest to you will sense it, like recognize that it's the loudest, and it will turn on the lights in the rooms that it's connected or that it's set up to connect to.
Huh.
Like you don't even have to say turn on the lights in the living room.
It turns on the lights that of the room that it believes you are in.
It will. I think it's whatever you set it up. Sorry, I believe it's whatever you set it up to be. So like if you like you can actually give it commands like okay Google goodbye or something like that and it'll turn off all the lights in the house if you have it connected set up that way, or you can set up a command like I'm home and it'll turn on just the kitchen light or just the hallway light or something like that, or you
well,
can tell
you
it to
can
turn
do
on.
That with a lot of the Internet of Things devices you can set up. So like various ones you can have them hooked up to your Xbox. Actually, I could use I can use my Xbox console as a listening post.
Yeah.
But I only have one. I only have two in the house, and one of them is not always on. So it's gonna, you know, that they're always connected. They're always working together, and they're also trying to make your signal better.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like having your phone without a screen on it, and you just kind of shout randomly to the walls.
Yeah.
I couldn't find out because with it controlling things, I was trying to find out what it connected through because there's a lot of various technologies that you use for your Internet of Things home. Because they're like Z-Waves and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and a bunch of other things. I couldn't figure out which ones besides maybe Wi-Fi and Bluetooth that Google's device used.
I know it has Wi-Fi, and I know it even goes through AC at 5 meg. And I think they said it has Bluetooth to connect to your phone directly.
And that makes sense.
But as far as everything else, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what we were looking at.
Yeah, as far as which applications it works with, they don't have a list, at least not as far as I found.
So which means people that have been doing a lot of the Internet of Things homes right now may have to look more details and will this work with my setup? Or am I going to have to, you know, am I going to have to change things? Or am I not going to use Google?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll definitely be interesting to see when it comes, like when, because they haven't actually launched it. They launched it, but they haven't actually started selling it yet.
That's the other thing also is that Apple did their keynote, turned around in, within a week, you could have it in your hand. Like the next day they were selling it, and the following week it was in people's hands.
They did that with the phone. They just sold too many of them.
Yeah. Well, they always do that. Google is what, the release, the 21st? Is that what I said?
I don't remember.
I don't remember now either. I know we wrote it down and said it somewhere. Now I got to go back and my computer's yelling at me, but it's either way, it's later this month.
Yeah, it doesn't come out like immediately after the show. Mm-hmm. Although, if you watch to the very end of the show,
yeah.
One thing, because my brother watched it in California, I watched it here, he called me up after, he's like, what happened? What happened to it? Because at the very end of the keynote, the guy goes, okay, I'm going to turn off the video, and that's it. Like, it just drops. There's no goodbye. It's just like, done. That's the end of the video. Thanks for playing.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But it comes out later this month anyways. A lot of things are coming out later this month, actually. A lot of stuff's been going on. I like October. Did I mention that? October's been pretty awesome.
October is awesome because that's when all the shows start, or the good shows, I should say, start up again. That's when all the, like, you know, the, I don't know, everything kind of happens in October. Everything starts in October. Well, I think the year should just start in October.
Nah.
That's it. The end of the year is no longer December. It starts in September.
October. Yeah. September. Does the Jewish year start in October?
What?
Jewish year?
I don't know. It changes every year because it's not a full calendar
year.
Yeah,
that's right. It's
it's only like 8 or 9 months, something like that.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not Jewish. I don't know.
I'm not.
I know for this year it starts on October.
Oh, nice.
So.
All right, so moving on to other things. Fitbit, their new devices had an update because I can get, I have the nice little funky, newer-ish smart Fitbit.
I have the Charge HR. I wanted the battery longevity. That's the only reason.
Well, see, mine does fairly well with the longevity for battery, but I also get notifications for, before it had to be your phone's primary access points for, or not access point, access notifications. So this is your calendar. So Google's calendar, this is your text messages and your phone calls. And that was it. Now they decided,
but I get all that on mine.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. No, that's why I was like, okay, whatever. Now I can choose apps that I want notifications from also. I like it because then you can pick apps like, you know, because what, you know, that means before you weren't getting any notifications from, you know, Facebook Messenger, you know, some people use Facebook Messenger as a main text app.
So it uses the same app on your phone. Like you have the same Fitbit app that I have.
No. I found that out too. Different Fitbits have, does every Fitbit have a different chargers? They also all have different apps.
Oh, geez.
I might have features that your Fitbit doesn't have on mine. Like, does yours have the, get 250 steps every hour for a certain amount of time?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Because.
You mean like the challenges and stuff like that?
No, not the challenges. This is personal. It's just a personal thing on your main screen when it looks at your steps for the day. I gotta hunt it down. That's the wrong app. Have too many of these fitness apps.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them too. I have
see right there. I have a row that says I was active.
You have the exact same app that I do.
Oh, yours is very similar to mine then.
Very similar or precise?
It's the same one. Just he has a different device, so his shows a different picture there.
Mine. I have the Blaze.
He has the Blaze, and I have the Charge HR.
Okay,
it's the exact same app.
All right, then yes, in your case.
So mine does it with LEDs, and yours does it with OLED.
All right, because the other one, the Fitbit one, does not have all of those features.
The one is, like, you remind me again.
It's the long thin one.
Oh yeah.
It's technically the second one that doesn't have
the watch one.
No, it's not a watch.
Well, it's the ladies' Fitbit watch. It has a clock on it, I thought.
It doesn't.
Oh. There's way too many of them, but I thought it had a watch on it.
Yeah, one of them has a watch on it.
Well, most of them.
This one does not come with a band. This is one of those clip ones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's why. It's the long clip one.
Yeah, that one just has the five lights on it.
No, that one has a full display, just like...
Oh, no, you're right. That one, I remember the one you're talking about. They have the one, and then there's, like, the one with the five lights, and...
Yeah.
They have way too many
no,
of them.
No, they come out with two of them a year, just like cell phones.
Well, they just redid the HR2, right?
Yeah, they're coming out with... next year, they come out with two more. They're just like smartphones. They have the cheap one and the expensive one.
They'd go out of business.
Yeah.
Well...
Remember, we're a throwaway consumer society now.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, the only reason I upgraded for my charge was because the band was falling off.
I guess.
I swapped it. I had them change it out because you have a one-year warranty that they're really good at. I had them change it out two times. Then the third time, I was past my 1 year, so they gave me like a 25% discount to buy a next one.
What?
And I was like, done.
I'd have been like, no, you give me the next one because exactly. It fell apart before the 1 year. And you guys tried to three times.
No, they don't fix it. They sent me a new one. I actually have three perfectly working Fitbits that the bands are falling off of.
Well, then you should have had three perfectly good warranties for an extra year.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
You should have had more time on each
one. It's warranty from original purchase date.
Yeah.
I know. But I like my new Fitbit anyways.
Hmm.
It works out well. But I like the new features where I can choose additional apps beyond my calendar, my text, and my phone calls to give me notifications.
So here's one thing. With the rubber bands on those, they need to put like silver or something in them. Because mine, and I don't know if it's just because my skin is really acidic or what, but it like after a while, if I don't take alcohol and scrub every single nook and cranny with Q-tips and like whatever, it gives me a really bad rash.
Oh, see, mine is like, I've never had problems with mine. Yeah, I'll get dirty, but...
I wear mine kind of tight, too, though.
Oh, see, I got to keep it. Especially, you should keep it higher up, so which means maybe a little bit looser.
Yeah.
Because if you have it down your wrist with the heart rate, it doesn't get the right heart rate. It actually has to be like 2 inches above your wrist.
Oh, I've checked it where it's at, and it's pretty accurate. Oh.
So it's wrong of me to use it as an ankle bracelet.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll get your steps.
No, it's not wrong of you to use it as an ankle bracelet. If you're trying to get your heart rate, then yes, it's wrong of you to put it on your ankle.
I knew something.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do that, I would just go with the charge or one of them without a heart rate monitor.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
There you good. Or use the one with that clips on. Doesn't even, you don't have to wear it.
Yeah, I thought it was a Luther villain. Yeah,
actually,
I'm
then
dead
you can just clip
and
it in your shoe.
Except for the next gens that are coming out that are actually, you know, waterproofer. More the one, I will give it props above all the other Fitbits. Even though it doesn't give you notifications, it has a barometer in it, which means it can count floors, and it's waterproof. That thing has we've sent ours through the washing machine like five times by accident and dryer. Works amazing like day one. In fact, it's a little cleaner now.
I almost bought the Fitbit one over the HR just because I didn't want a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted just something I could throw in my
pocket. Yeah.
But I knew I would lose it. Is the problem?
Yeah,
like it was going to be gone within a month.
All right, so we'll move along, though, and all this, like I said, great things in October.
Yeah, I could see somebody clipping that to their shoe.
Yeah, I've heard about people doing it with their ankle. They're saying it does a really good job with steps, but it's not very good with running, you know, because there are certain people that were asking about it at locations that they can't wear things on their wrists, you know, doctors, nurses, stuff like that. But that's where they ran into other things.
Welders and things like people that deal with electricity, yeah.
All right, so for the next bit, though, we will go to our sponsor with Carmike Piners 11 at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue in Chepik, Idaho. They're super awesome coming up here because they are having their Stimulus Tuesday. You get your cheap $2 small drink, small popcorns, your matinees. You get to go watch them for cheap, and your bucket of popcorn.
That sounds stimulating, which is the first time anyone's ever made that joke.
Yay! Don't worry, I'm sure it's not the last.
Please make it the last.
Never.
Please make it the last.
Inconceivable. And stimulating.
Incredible.
So with all the movies coming out, because now blockbuster season's back.
Yeah. I know, they're gearing up. October's got a little bit. I'm going to watch the Ben Affleck movie, The Accountant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was thinking of the January Ben Affleck movie.
Yeah.
Who directed The Accountant?
I don't know. Let me see. And then I want to watch Godzilla.
Gojira? Shin Gojira,
it's
the new
Gavin
Godzilla.
Gavin O'Connor did the accountant.
Gavin O'Connor.
Gavin O'Connor. Jack Reacher. I'm going to watch that. Yeah. I want to watch Rob Zombie's new movies coming out.
I'm just always looking real quick. Time. Is there another movie about Sully?
Wasn't there already one? That just came out.
But I thought there was another one already.
There's probably a documentary. That's what they always do.
I thought the Sully with Tom Hanks was the documentary.
No, that's a dramatization.
Oh, no
there
way.
Was one that it wasn't like about Sully, but it was about pilots.
This is the Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Flight.
Yeah, that's Flight.
Flight.
No, that's
okay.
Different. Yeah.
But it was
fictional.
Practically
it was totally
the same
fictional.
Thing.
Yeah. I don't believe Sully ever had his rehab stint.
I know.
You no, never know. I'm sure they tried to find every reason to blame him for it, though.
I still haven't seen that movie. Is it any good?
Flight?
Well, Flight's I've seen good. Flight.
I haven't seen Sully.
I haven't seen Sully either. Yeah.
We'll talk. We'll look at them. We'll watch them eventually. Have a bet. But we'll go to the next after the sponsor. Now we're done with the sponsor. How about that?
Hey, guess what I watched there, Bill?
Well, we're going to wrap up with that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's what then we'll guess what we watched there.
Okay.
Because we're going to go into TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we like to talk about TV shows. And like Mike was saying earlier, new TV shows.
Hey, this is the time for it.
Good ones, too.
So one of them, this one's not new. This one's been actually, third, fourth week now?
Mm-hmm.
South Park.
I know, and I'm so mad I missed the most recent one, but so far it's good. What I like about South Park, which is cool, is because they, 20 years in, no one can come up with just totally unique ideas for each episode, and so they've embraced what TV has embraced in the continuing story. So every season is 10 episodes, and it continues its story.
Guys.
And it's been working so good for this one. I love it.
Is it continuing from last season's story, or are they separate?
No, they carry over stuff from the last season, because there's all the principles and like the setup, because the town changed a lot in season 19, and that's all still relevant and going on. But kind of its arc is different, and it's been pretty funny.
They carried over a lot of stuff from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like the turd sandwich and the giant douche.
Mm-hmm.
was brought up in the last, they're not the most recent, but the one before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they've kind of, like, they carry this storyline. It's become more of a sitcom than a, like, a joke cartoon. Like,
well,
a
instead
yeah,
of
like
well,
the satire show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, you know, now and very moment to moment, where I feel like they're doing a very good job at keeping it very now. Like, mm-hmm. the one where they were talking about the presidential debate. It was days after the presidential debate.
Well, you know why they can do that, Bill?
Because it takes them like 12 hours to make an episode.
Yeah, they do it over like 6 days or something. Because pretty much Trey Parker and Matt Stone, like while South Park is airing, they're basically putting in their 100-hour weeks, and they just work like slaves for 10 weeks. But then it's done. And so that's what's kind of cool about it, is that they, like, is this episode 4? Like, they haven't made episode 10 yet. It doesn't exist.
Yeah,
they haven't made 5 yet.
And
they,
so that's what's cool about
they
it.
They submit the finalized episode usually about 2 hours before
it needs
airs.
To air.
Yeah.
If they're lucky, yeah.
Well,
but
they said they did that a lot of times because they don't want the censors to go through it and, like, completely take everything out.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, but there's also, like, because they were talking, there's an entire episode, or they talked about how they made their episodes and everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't know what they're doing, and I'm wondering if that time's not been so close to the airing of the episode. Now they're like, we have an overarching story. We just follow the story, and we throw in more current events.
Well, and what they would do other stuff, too, they'd anticipate, because, like, I'm sure, is it going to reach in time for the elections and stuff, too? Because that's kind of the theme of this season, too. But they had kind of said they'd made, like, simultaneously shots, and so kind of depending on who wins, that they could kind of air it and cut it really quick before to sort of do that instantaneously.
Well, if they're only doing 10 episodes and it's once a week, I don't think they have six. It's not 6 more weeks till the
yeah that's
election.
What I was thinking. I don't think
November 8th to the election, so
yeah, I don't think it's maybe
like it might reach
like
it.
Their last know. Episode is going to be right after the election.
That's what, because I feel like with this theme, I'm like, is it going towards that? Because the theme of it is basically a satire of our current presidential election, and so I was wondering, I should have checked a calendar, but
yeah,
that's what I wonder if the finale is going to actually be like, who's going to get elected.
So episode 4, so it was just episode 3. So episode 4 is next week.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. Never mind.
So they might have one
it.
Or two episodes
yeah, they might
after
be
then.
It off. So yeah, they will hit it then. So it'll carry into that. So that'll be cool to see. But that's what I heard they did is that they, tailored like the end of the episode to do that. And so it is cool because it used to be the stop motion stuff. Like the pilot took them months to make.
Oh yeah,
because they did it by themselves with construction paper.
And the YouTube video they made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way back when.
I have a feeling the South Park episode would be cool to see, not the election.
I know. So, yeah. So, it's fun. And it's cool. It's 20 years. I like the marketing of that season. Like I told you before, it was really clever because they were saying how, yeah, a baby could have been conceived and born and sent off to college. And that's how long that show's been around.
Mm-hmm. And the other fun shows come up. So we had all the CW shows come back on this week, and none of us watched them because they're not on Hulu. How dare they?
Yeah, Bill, it's all on you.
I know.
It is on.
I decided I was going to go to Amazon and pay for my season pass for one new episode recently, and I chose Star Wars Rebels.
It's a good choice.
And I think I chose wisely.
Yeah. I think the only thing that would have been more obvious for you, Bill, is if they had a Batman episode.
Well, there's Superman and Supergirl now.
Yeah, but that's not Batman.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Superman's no one's favorite superhero.
Well, I can't say nobody's, but not
maybe
Bill's.
The creators.
Jerry.
I like Superman. I still don't think he's my favorite.
No.
See, that's what I mean. He's that superhero.
Is it Jerry Spiegel? Is he the guy?
Maybe.
I have to admit, Deadpool's my favorite after the movie.
Yeah.
That movie was awesome.
Deadpool was a great movie.
So we'll get to I'll eventually get back to those. The Foxes has come back with Lucifer and Gotham. I think they're doing well because they stopped doing the villain of the week and they started doing the theme over the season also.
Oh, that's good.
I kind of fell out on Lucifer.
Lucifer picked back up. I'll admit, it kind of dropped off. It picked back up.
Yeah, I haven't seen it recently. I'm going to go back and rewatch it, but I kind of fell off. I was watching other stuff then when what's her name? When he clipped his wings, I think.
Oh, when he burned them?
Yeah.
When Lucifer burned his wings?
Basically, he said he couldn't become an angel anymore.
So he burned his wings?
Yeah.
Lucifer. Think,
yes.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah. Whenever that happened, okay. I was kind of like, this turned more into like a detective rom-com kind of thing. Yeah. Not rom-com, but. Detective Buddy Show.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. No, they...
Wait. So, series starring Lucifer.
Yes.
Who's supposed to be this awesome king of hell, where everyone...
The ruler
like,
of hell,
the,
yes.
Can no
the worst of the worst
go.
No, he can go back to hell. He can't go back to heaven.
Well, that's true. But
you nearly termed this a rom-com?
I said not a rom-com.
It's not a rom-com.
I redacted that, please.
You're buddy-com.
Whatever,
okay,
yeah.
Buddy-cop.
Because he buddies up with the cop and they solve murders and stuff together.
And sometimes he ends up going, I will punish you, not the police. Because I'm the punishment. I am the one who punishes.
Why does he get to punish people?
Because
he's Lucifer.
Doesn't he arbitrarily punish people then?
Why doesn't he
find a kid and beat that kid up?
Because has the kid done evil?
Doesn't matter.
Then
he's Lucifer.
No, he punishes those who deserve punishment.
Lucifer always.
How does he make
on.
That judgment call?
What about poor Morgan in The Exorcist? What did she ever do, Bill? He was just picking on her.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Lucifer sees a person who sees an old lady getting beaten, and then that person tries to protect the old lady.
Would that person go to hell?
And accidentally beats the attacker of the old lady too hard in his attempt to defend the old lady and ends up killing that person. Does Lucifer say, you're evil, I'm punishing you? Or does he say, you did well?
I don't know. You have to ask the writers on that one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those questions
go
would
ask
disturb
DC.
My enjoyment.
Go ask DC.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he would just like, whatever.
Whatever. About the old lady getting beaten or the
no,
person
about
who,
the guy who saved the old lady but killed the other dude on accident.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay.
He'd be like, call it a wash.
Yeah, call it a wash. But the guy that was beating the old lady, probably see him later.
Yeah.
Bill, it's easier if he's just indiscriminate because he's supposed to punish evildoers and lure everyone else to be evil.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, he still lures people to, you know, he's
the owner of a nightclub.
He's a hypocrite who's like, all right, you want to do this evil, I'm making it really tempting, and then he punishes someone who fights.
Exactly. He's the owner of a nightclub where they like promote drugs and drinking and sex and all the other like things that you shouldn't do. Uh-huh. And then he goes and solves murders and punishes people by day. Like, you know, the typical
superhero. So he gives someone, he gives someone alcohol. He's like, your marriage is over. You need to do something about this. And then hands the person the gun and is like, you want to go home and do something about it. And then when
I haven't
they do,
seen
he's
that
like,
episode.
How dare you? I'm punishing you now.
Exactly. I haven't seen that episode, but, you know, it may come up.
It might be in the comics.
You could pitch it. Throw it out to him, you know?
Just call up DC, say, hey, this should be a comic issue.
I'm just trying to understand his attitude.
Watch the show if you want to understand it.
Buddy Cop. Exactly. Oh, actually, speaking of Buddy Cop, so there's two new shows that I have actually been paying attention to, but there might be more, that are based off of movies. Old movies.
Oh, uh-huh. Don't say The Exorcist because I wiped that from my mind.
I said that. I wasn't paying attention to that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of them is Lethal Weapon.
Oh, God.
I said Buddy Cop. No,
say it, Bill.
It was
don't
on the absolute bottom of my
Lucifer's
list.
Lucifer's going to punish you if you say it.
Oh, yeah? But, okay, so it was on the bottom of my list to watch. And I'd run through all the new episodes, and then I was like, fine, let's watch this. It is a remake of the movies.
Yes.
In a modern style.
Yes.
That's good.
Bill.
It's actually really, really good. I was surprisingly how good.
Bill, we can give you tons of shows. Like, I watch shows all the time.
Have
and
you
I've
seen
never
it?
Had to hit rock bottom. I never had like, well, I guess I'll watch this.
I didn't watch The Exorcist.
Actually,
how about that?
I have. I have definitely gotten to that point where I'm like, I'm out of shows this week.
Yeah.
What am I going
to
watch?
I'm always like, there's too
what
many awesome shows to watch all the time.
Well, right now, in the off season, you go back and watch all the shows
too.
That you didn't watch during the
year. Just go, like, FX has a ton of shows.
Actually, if I end up not watching any of the CW shows, I have Netflix once a week after they go off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Netflix alone, they're pumping a lot of shows out. But yeah, FX, they have People versus O.J. Simpson, which is great.
Is it on Hulu?
I don't
know.
I don't
on Amazon.
They have The Americans, which is really amazing. And then
okay, how about this? Go watch Lethal Weapon, just the first episode.
Oh, I'll watch it.
You can hate watch it. I totally.
First time somebody says I'm too old for this, I'm gonna throw my TV out the window. Like it's
gonna
piss
me off.
I'm not sure if he
actually said
that. Is
that Danny Glover saying those words?
No.
Is
it Mel Gibson being the crazy cop? No. But this guy does a really good job at it.
If Mel Gibson makes a cameo as a crazy actor, in that show, maybe I'll be swayed.
Just watch the first episode. Totally.
Speaking of which, I'm really looking forward to Mel Gibson's latest. Like, this isn't television show related, but yeah. Was it Hacksaw Ridge or whatever? Coming out. It's been a while since he's made a movie, but yeah, digression.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, the other TV show made from movie that came out.
It's actually good.
HBO made Westworld.
Yes. They did do that. They did it well so far, too.
Yeah. It's movies, TV shows based off movies, and I think it sounded more like it was a sequel or a follow-up because they're
possibly.
Like, we have not had an issue for 30 years.
Well, you just showed us the one for Lemony Snicket. That's going to be, which I know isn't based off of a movie.
Well, it's based off of books.
But it's based off of a book that was made into a movie that's made into a TV show now.
Yeah, it was based off of, it's based off of books at that point.
Yeah, because the movie compressed three books, and so this is going to take its own identity and probably, well, I don't know. I'm being presumptive. I don't know what the approach is going to be.
But because like last season, they came out with Limitless and Minority Report.
Oh yeah,
and Limitless, and they were both continuations from the movies. And I'll admit, I got into Minority Report; it was doing okay, but it didn't keep me. And I never actually got to an episode of Limitless, because it, once again, it was on the bottom of my list of shows to watch. Mm-hmm. I had plenty of other shows to watch.
Yeah, Minority Report, I think I made it through 3 episodes, and I was like, no, this is stupid.
I made it a little bit further, but it, because I started picking it up, and then
yeah,
it totally lost me, and I'm like, I'm out.
I hear that 12 Monkeys is actually...
Okay, that was...
Oh,
really,
yeah,
12,
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
man.
12 Monkeys I enjoyed. I was doing really well with, and I think I just didn't have the time, or it was really starting to, like, I was having to pick shows, because I didn't finish the season. I liked where it was going, and I liked the concepts, because that one was a reboot of the from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good. Yeah. And that's got a new season actually coming up.
Yeah.
So that's
they
coming
do.
Back.
Like
yeah.
They thought they were going to be canceled because no one's watching it.
Yeah.
They managed to pull off a renewal. Let's see. And not to be presumptuous, not presumptive, but presumptuous. But yeah, I'm pulling for the show even though I haven't watched it because I plan on like giving it a marathon once it's completed.
Which
yeah.
show?
12 Monkeys.
Okay. Oh, you're going to wait till the entire thing
yep.
is completed?
I am.
You do realize they're on season 3 right now, right?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be canceled soon, though.
hey, they're on USA, not Fox.
Yeah, but no one watches something, then people tend to... Like,
exactly.
even HBO, like, with Enlightened, that critics love that, and HBO only cares about critics.
Okay.
But they... Only 500,000 people were watching it, and so they're like, even... The critics love the show. We're
I know, just like
it.
The leftovers, but they cancel with love. That's what's
oh,
good.
They
that
did. It's not an well, sort of. Rome
yeah.
season 2.
I know.
They're kind of halfway through. They're like, by the way, guys, wrap it up. We're canceling things, and
no,
so they had to
no.
cram like 3 seasons into one season.
But lately, it seems like they cancel with respect.
Not with Vinyl.
Well, that was a. Total.
I think they knew they were getting canceled, and they
yeah
that's,
that
they
show looked like a show that was in its last season. Yeah. It's like, hey guys, you're canceled.
Yeah, they were doing stuff that shows do when they know they're going to be canceled. They just started screaming and scraping and everything, and they're like, look, we got number one for the week. All right, you do it 2 weeks in a row, we won't cancel you this season. Okay,
yeah,
where'd you place this
totally
week?
Dead. They weren't no season two.
No, they because the head of drama. I think they had to change up. I think the head of dramatic programming was changed from Richard Pepler to, I can't remember the guy's name now, but yeah, the first act he did is like, Vinyl, you're $100 million. Critics are lukewarm about you. No one like is getting less than 1 million views from audiences. And they're like, no, we're not giving you a second season. They had... renewed it for a second season, but then
yeah, that's what I heard. They're gonna like they fired the showrunner.
Yeah, Terrence Winter.
Do a different approach, but
yeah,
I'll never go back to that show. I'm content with abandoning it.
I think we managed like three episodes.
Yeah, it was like 3 episodes.
Yeah,
it
was
take Romano anymore.
Yeah,
and I love music. That's why I was so excited about
yeah.
that show. And I was like, ugh, you suck.
That's why you need to watch High Fidelity. That's the music lovers. Have
there
you
go.
Seen it, Bill?
It's been a long time.
But it's a good movie.
It's been a long time. I remember liking it, and there's another one. There was another music-ish movie
yeah.
like that I liked. Other TV shows, though. So Westworld, highly
yeah.
recommend go watch.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
an excellent pilot, and
mm-hmm.
it promises... I think that it left on a really interesting note, and
mm-hmm.
so I eagerly... There are only 10 episodes this season.
But they're supposed to be like, what, 6 seasons?
Five seasons. They have it planned out for at least 5 seasons, according to Jonathan Nolan, who is Christopher
depending
Nolan's
on how
brother.
Fast they make the story go, I still question them getting out 5 seasons. Because I do see why it's away from the movie, but...
I think that the only limitations to that is if they do actually go with the premise of, I don't know, the machines, they might go out of control
mm-hmm.
in Westworld, like the Western world, and they do, and they're like, oh my god,
again.
We need to do something about
yeah.
it, and then they reset, and it's like medieval world, I don't know about these machines,
yeah.
Yeah.
they're getting, then it get ridiculous, and so they have to go some other approach. I
and
think
they already hinted at that a little yeah. bit, too, as saying like the parks has a bigger purpose than just the entertainment, so I'm excited
yeah.
for the world
mm.
outside of Westworld.
Well, actually, I was thinking... I know what the last episode of the season, the fifth season, is going to be of Westworld. The last human's going to die. It's Anthony Hopkins. The rest of them are all robots.
No way. Anthony Hopkins is a robot.
Oh,
that's the twist. Yeah. No, there is almost.
It's a robot building robots that build robots.
It's just about 100% guaranteed Anthony Hopkins and Eric Harris will die in the first season because. They're the A-listers. No way would they sign on for multiple seasons. So.
But it's HBO.
It's HBO.
Because a lot of people are even doing the shows like Netflix does, which means, all right, everyone show up for these 2 weeks or this 1 year or whatever, and we're going to do 10 episodes and then walk away. Everything's already recorded because Netflix does it where we run it through. It's basically just a 10-hour long movie. We spend the same amount of time as if we was a 3-hour long movie, but more story, and it looks better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but these guys.
So wait, on that topic. Would TV shows be more interesting if they released them seasons at a time instead of one episode a week?
Well, like
some
Netflix?
Maybe.
Yeah, it depends.
It depends on how you want a cliffhanger at the end of every episode works, and
but see, you wouldn't have how, to have a cliffhanger at every episode because people just sit and binge watch all 10 episodes.
But no, that's why you need the cliffhangers. You actually very much need a cliffhanger at the end of the episode, so somebody will. Watch the next episode.
Yeah, it still ties for the binging, too, because you're like, one more.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones, well, for those who watch it, even if you just start out late, most people ultimately have both experiences with that show because they start out while there's already 40 or 50 episodes released, and so they binge through that, but then they're forced to do it
and
by episode.
But see, that's how I've been watching TV is, like, I wait until all the episodes come out for that season, and I'll either watch it from the beginning if I haven't,
mm-hmm.
and I'll watch all the way through to the current episode or current season.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if it doesn't continue, like if it's a mm-hmm. show that's been canceled already, I'll just finish it out. But if it's a show that hasn't canceled, you know, I might stop at the beginning of a season and then wait till that whole thing is done, or I'll catch up to the current episode and then get totally frustrated because I have to wait an entire week for the next one.
Yeah,
and then I find a different show to start binge watching and I forget all about that one until I remember it again.
Yeah, that's my preferred way of doing it. I prefer the binge watch, but I don't know. I also, like with Westworld and Game of Thrones, like I like the group viewings too. And usually that's not in the form of binge viewing. And so I prefer.
But you could. You could totally do it like a movie watch. Like everybody goes to a movie theater.
And some of those could. But okay, the other thing that also with shows is it a thinking show? After this episode ends, you're not going to get an episode for a week. But you get to think about this episode.
It's true. With Westworld, we already have our conversation
sequel. So, binging through this would be a different experience than a weekly show.
But at the same time, I think that like if Westworld continues its quality of this episode, I think a marathon of it would be an incredibly gratifying experience because it's just one long stretch of awesomeness. Mm-hmm. And so
that's true. Well, and what people think about too, because if you can understand the story, then it's fine to just have it hit with you too, because that's really it. It's mostly just people like to have their fan theories, like what we were having with Ed Harris's character, and in the binge watch he still might occur to you, but that time span would be over like 3 or 4 hours versus like a month, mm-hmm. depending on when the reveal is, if any.
So with that, okay, because you've because Luke Cage also came out last weekend.
Yeah.
You haven't. Yeah, how far did you make it in?
I made it through episode 6.
Okay. And you also watched like the first episode, paused out, and then you binge watched the next 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Having that break between the first episode and the second episode, was there. Because you actually asked me what, you know, we were like, I don't know if I can do this.
Well, it wasn't too much. It was 2 or 3 days. And that's the thing, too. I've never been able to watch anything that's more than like 6 episodes, I want to say, in a row, because it's just too hard. So I always have, at least like with binge watching, there's like a few days in between.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and Jordan, we might start something on a Tuesday and then watch the second half like on a Saturday or something. And
it does get exhausting. Like you have this mental innervation. It's like if you watch too many episodes, I find that it's like you have this cold blanket of exhaustion on your mind. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. You're all drained.
And so I like to find breaks in shows because we do that where there's like a good part. Like when we're watching People versus O.J. Simpson, we watched it like up to like through the trial prep, and then we're like, okay, I can leave it for a little bit and I'll come back. And Luke Cage and any show too, like the pilots, that's what I always do, is I watch any show for the pilot, and that's what I kind of like. Mm-hmm. We'll watch it and then maybe leave it for a day or something. If it's awesome, I'll keep going with it. And like Luke Cage, I was like, I didn't even think about it, and that's more what it was. Yeah. And then you were like, oh, it gets better. And then I watched it, and then, I watched, like, five episodes of it.
And I don't feel like it was like Jessica Jones, where, you know, the first three episodes, you're like, all right, this is happening.
Yeah.
Okay, David Tennant finally shows up. Hey, and it's finally a good season.
Mm-hmm. I find if you want to see if a show is any good, you have to watch, like, the last three episodes of the first season, and then at least the first episode of the second season. And that'll kind of give you a good...
Well, that's for a long show. Because
it gives them time to screw it up and then kind of figure out where they're going with the show. And then you catch on where they're going with the show.
Yeah.
Versus them screwing it up and kind of stumbling through.
Yeah, that works for shows like Babylon 5, where the first season, I think, is generally acknowledged as a really awful season. It's just really, really bad. There are exceptions, like episodes that are interesting and good, and then second season it really starts to take off.
You can always go back and watch the prequel, which is the first like 7 or 9 or whatever episodes.
All right, also with Netflix here later this month, still Love October. They released the trailer for Black Mirror.
Yeah,
I'm so excited for that.
Very exciting.
And I think I still kind of argue. They're like, it's Twilight Zone for the digital age. I'm like, no, it's Outer Limits. Outer Limits is Twilight Zone for the digital age.
Bill, you deserve credit because you turned us on to Black Mirror.
Yes. I know. That was a good show.
That was super awesome.
Like 3.5 seasons?
Yeah, because there's the Christmas special.
Yeah.
That one I'd spread the love on, too, because it's all self-contained stories. So I think that one, the binge watch, detracts.
Yeah.
Because I like to watch an episode and then think about its themes and stuff, too, and then just come back to it. And I don't mean like a week, but I don't know if they're going to toss them all up there like they do with their other shows. But I'd probably like, what is it, 6 episodes? Like watch one a day, you know, spread it out.
You do need to think about these things like, what if the prime minister did that?
But, but those were made initially with a week break.
Yeah.
These are going to be made with knowing that people are going to be binge watching them. So they may be thinking episodes, but they might not be as in-depth thinking episodes as the first seasons were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to rewatch that series again.
Yes.
It's so good. In preparation.
It's on Netflix. Go watch it.
Excellent.
Yeah, even the Christmas special now, too.
The Christmas special, Yeah, that was excellent. John Hamm.
And I love how they bring so much of it together. And I'm kind of hoping that's what they do, because it seems like, because the original ones span to today, basically, with the election and the prime minister. All the way to after some catastrophic event and we're all living underground.
It has a Cloud Atlas feel and the interconnectivity of these stories that are very vague, except without the reincarnation hinting.
Yeah.
So
I'm thinking they might wrap them up together. Mm-hmm. But let us do one last wrap up with, you watched Miss Perringer's Home for Particular Children.
Yeah, it's
so give it a review.
Okay. It's the new movie from Tim Burton. And so the thing that's funny about this movie is that when we watch it, Eva Green plays Miss Peregrine. And the whole time I was watching the movie, I was like, if him and Helena Bonham Carter were together, she would have been in this movie. Like, it's clearly Eva Green as the substitute Carter in that. But it worked. I kind of lost on Tim Burton over the past few years. I don't think I've watched... The last recent movie before this one I can really think of was Sweeney Todd, and that was like 2007. And then after that, I don't know if I watched anything.
I really like Tim Burton, except for his claymation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of those.
Well, Nightmare Before Christmas was even decent. It was good.
Yeah,
I liked it.
It was really good.
Most of his claymation stuff is...
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the
Frankenweenie and all that.
Corpse Bride. But this one's fun. I read the book. I like the book. I didn't love it. And I like the movie and didn't love it. I thought the thing that was cool about it was the book ends on like a total cliffhanger. It's like the Hunger Games thing where they're like, we are so obviously making another movie, so we'll just leave you hanging. And this movie was faithful up to that ending, and then it expanded it out that it could be just a self-contained movie, because I don't know how well this is going to do. There's two more books. And so I remember watching it at the ending being like, man, my memory sucks. Like, I know I read a lot of books, but I don't remember any of this. And then after it was over, that's what we kind of figured out. So it's good in that sense. If they decide to make sequels, they can adapt the rest of the series. Hopefully Tim Burton will just finish them out, because I hate when they pass off stuff like that to other directors. It can kind of hurt the series as a whole. But yeah, Jane Goldman wrote the screenplay, which I liked, because I like all of her stuff that she does with Matthew Vaughn. It's not as good as her stuff she does with Matthew Vaughn. But really, my only beef with this movie was that its pacing is a little bit off. The main character is kind of boring. I watched a review where it mostly was just saying, yeah, he shows up and just kind of asks a bunch of questions, and more or less that's kind of what he does. he helps like be the general and leading the kids towards the end, but for the most part he doesn't have very much to do in that movie. But Eva Green's really good as Miss Peregrine's. The visuals are really awesome, Tim Burton style. The kids themselves are really entertaining. I thought they focused on a few of them, so they balance having like, there's probably 12 characters in this movie that are focused on it, so they have to kind of favor a few, but I felt like everybody at least like had their moment where you got to say, oh, this is what you do, this is what you that, and especially if they're going to make more movies, they'll give them more of a chance to do stuff. But as it stands, yeah, it's a self-contained movie if it needed to be, if they don't make any more, at least with kind of the like, anyways, like off to more missions, but you don't really like,
it doesn't just leave you. Like,
yeah, they wrap up like everything that was addressed in the movie is more or less like good, and there's nobody who's just left out that, oh, sorry, in peril or anything that you're like, oh, which the first book did do that. So yeah. That's what I was hoping, that they just had these characters where their fates were totally unknown.
Speaking of Eva Green, I do want to watch Penny Dreadful.
Yeah, and it made me want to get into more of her. So I was happy how she was cast. I think she probably helped me, because Carter tended to be a little more over the top with her Tim Burton. Eva Green was a little more subdued. So, but yeah, it's got some really like Tim Burton-y moments in it, and it's a B. I'll give it a solid B, okay. Like an 83.
Ah, nice.
That's almost a B minus.
Well, almost, it just hits the B.
Yeah, it just hits the
depends
B.
Depends on who's grading
it. Has some
it.
Problems and stuff, but
it's that grade you got and you were happy because it just slipped right in. Yeah. It just was like, yeah.
Because the one thing that I thought was funny about it is somebody was saying like, oh, he goes and visits a house and then he leaves because he's like coming and going, because mm-hmm. they have like this time loop thing. And so the review I watched made it seem like, oh, he goes there and he like leaves forever, but he left for like 5 minutes. So when I watched the movie, I was like, no, I didn't really feel like it hurt it. I mean, it clearly is at its most interesting when he's with the children, but when he left, it still served the plot, and it wasn't. Yeah, I was expecting to be like bored for 20 minutes, be like, oh, get back to the kids. And like right when I was like, this is just enough, he goes back. And so nice. It's like, good job, Jane Goldman. But yeah, so if you're interested in it, watch it. I mean, it's something that I don't know if I would have watched if I didn't already read the book. But if you like Tim Burton or you read the book, go watch it. So, other than that, there's lots of other movies coming out. So if you miss it too, whatever. A rainy fall afternoon when it's on the TV.
Yeah. It is not a total bottom of the list. It's definitely towards the bottom of the top of the list, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I liked it. That's why I grew
okay.
it. It's just a B. But it's got some problems, but it didn't bug me.
All right. Well, then we'll wrap up the show with famous last words. Jordan, your
me?
Turn.
Me? I'm okay with Boolean algebra.
Really? Really?
Mike, is that it?
I don't think I have anything after that.
My phone looks pleasantly black.
my phone has an Android Duet on it because it's okay black.
Yeah, with my more or less black case.
I deal in shades of black and dark gray.